Let's move from a coming catastrophe in Los Angeles to possibly a averted catastrophe for Roger Clemens. The federal judge presiding over the perjury trial of the legendary pitcher declared a mistrial yesterday. Judge Reggie Waltno says government prosecutors showed jurors inadmissible evidence that prejudiced it against the baseball great. A hearing is now scheduled for September 2nd. At that point, the judge will decide whether Clemens can be retried or whether that actually constitutes double jeopardy, which means if it is double jeopardy, Clemens will walk away scot-free. Joining us now, Michael McCann. He writes the sports and law column for Sports Illustrated and is the director of the Sports Law Institute at the Vermont Law School. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
First of all, pretty harsh words from the judge to the prosecution. What did they do?
So their big mistake was that they showed slides, and the slides contained information, and specifically comments made by a member of Congress about a couple of key witnesses for the government, and that went to the credibility of those witnesses. Now, the reason why that matters is because the judge said you can't show information going to the credibility of certain witnesses at this point in the trial. The prosecution contradicted that. I don't think it was intentional. I think they just forgot to redact certain information on the slides. But the jury saw it, and the judge said, you know what, the defendant can't get a fair trial because the jury has already been biased now in favor of the prosecution witness.
Yeah, the judge basically said you can't unring this bell. So at this point, now they have to decide on September 2nd whether or not Clemens can be retried. What are the chances here?
There's a decent shot the government will be able to get a retrial. And the reason why is because if a mistrial is declared because of a not terrible mistake by the prosecution, then it doesn't go to the heart of the case, and a judge is going to be at least perhaps willing to consider a retrial. And here the mistake was not intentional in all likelihood. It wasn't overly huge, I mean, relative to the other parts of the case. So I think the government has a shot, although the judge was really upset and clearly did not like the idea that the government would make this kind of mistake.
Well, we're speaking with Michael McCann. He's a sport and the law columnist for Sports Illustrated and at Vermont Law School. Directs the Sports Law Institute there. You know, let me just ask you about this whole case, the government case against steroids in baseball. Do you feel like it hasn't been quite as successful as intended?
Yeah, certainly not. Barry Bonds, the other key defendant in the baseball perjury cases, was not convicted on all the perjury counts. He was convicted on obstruction of justice, but that certainly didn't go to the central part of that case. And Clemens now is the beneficiary of a mistrial, and it's not clear that he'll ever be tried. So, yeah, the two big defendants are going to walk away, perhaps, with very little in terms of sanctions. And then you question, well, why are we spending all these tax dollars and all the time of our government officials going after athletes for lying or purportedly lying under oath? I think that's a legitimate question.
Does it tarnish their reputation, though, whether they get convicted or not?
I think it's going to be hard for either to make the Hall of Fame. I think baseball fans have sort of already given their verdict on whether or not they think they use steroids.
Michael McCann, sport and the law columnist for Sports Illustrated, director of the Sports Law Institute at the Vermont Law School. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about the decision yesterday in which a judge declared the Roger Clemens trial a mistrial on September 2nd. They will decide whether or not Clemens can be retried for perjury.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.